I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Great to have you with us on this Christmas Eve. For hundreds of thousands of federal employees, not so great. Coal in the stockings tonight. They're not getting paid because President Trump isn't budging on funding for his border wall. Neither are Senate Democrats, for now. Trump has managed to keep the pressure high for anyone trying to get across the border. Here's Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen on Capitol Hill describing the administration's new Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers.
Individuals arriving in or entering the United States from Mexico illegally or without proper documentation may be returned to Mexico for the duration of their immigration proceedings.
Nielsen says that too often asylum seekers disappear in the U.S. before their cases get decided. This new policy solves that, she claims. But as Emily Green reports from Mexico City, pushback to remain in Mexico came quickly.
The new policy drew immediate criticism from immigrant rights groups. Gretchen Kuhner is director of the Institute for Women and Migration in Mexico City. Kuhner says the new policy will make it a lot harder for asylum seekers to effectively make their case.
How are people going to have access to due process if they are waiting in Mexico and their asylum cases are being adjudicated in the United States? How are they going to have access to lawyers, translation?
Perhaps the most shocking thing about the new policy is not that the Trump administration is proposing it. President Trump has taken several actions to try and limit asylum claims. It's that the Mexican government seems to be agreeing to it. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who took office 3 weeks ago, had campaigned as someone who would stand up to Trump. Duncan Wood is head of the Mexico Institute at the D.C.-based Wilson Center.
There will be elements from his own party that say, why are we giving in to the Americans? Why are we doing the Americans' dirty work? All the same criticisms that were leveled against the Enrique Peña Nieto administration.
Enrique Peña Nieto, Mexico's last president, saw his approval ratings plummet following overtures to Trump. There's also the question of whether Mexico can keep asylum seekers safe, especially in violent border cities. Last week, two Honduran boys, 16 and 17, were killed in Tijuana. They had traveled in a migrant caravan with hopes of reaching the U.S. Mexican police say they were stabbed and strangled in an attempted robbery. Their murder has struck a nerve with Central Americans who came with the caravans, like Maria, who's staying at a shelter in Tijuana with her two daughters, 11 and 20. She says people from the caravans don't want to stay in Mexico because it isn't safe. They're being killed, just like in Central America. Maria is not her real name. She's afraid to use it. The gangs killed her husband in Honduras, and she worries they'll track her and her daughters down in Mexico. Maria had no idea about the new U.S. policy requiring asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while their cases are decided. And when I tell her, she can't believe it.
No,
that can't be true, she says. If that's the case, why are we here? Maria wants to enter the U.S. the correct way. When she got to Tijuana, she put her name on a wait list to legally enter the U.S. and seek asylum. But that wait list is months long. And because of that, she's now likely subject to the new policy. Whereas migrants who already entered the U.S. illegally can stay while their asylum cases are decided. For migrants, it often doesn't pay to play by the rules, says Eric Olson. He's an expert on immigration policy and Central America.
So we continue to muddle along with a broken immigration system that creates these ironic and unfortunate results. People who play by the rules kind of get stuck in the long run, and those that don't might get away with it.
In the meantime, it seems certain that this latest policy will be challenged in court. Civil rights groups have already questioned its legality. For The World, Emily Green, Mexico City.